I just seen that post myself this morning. I wasn't aware of the post until basically I came on duty here this morning. I was listening to your show coming over the road to work on that. But basically, when I got here to the hotel, basically, I mean, it was my reservations team that basically got onto me about what's wrong in Letterkenny, because we had received a number of phone calls from people cancelling in relation to a stay.
So you've actually received cancellations?
Yes, exactly. And that's why I'm there. And I think the clergy needs to go out there. And, you know, basically, and I appreciate Dr. Skelly up a post, and she is a doctor, and she's more aware of what's happening maybe than I am. But, I mean, basically, you know, one puts up a post, and then basically, you know, people are ringing us, and the girls ask me, basically, they've been told there's a number of clusters in Letterkenny, there's a number of cases in Letterkenny. Like, basically, you know, if you look at the daily figures, like, basically, the most that probably would have been in Letterkenny or in Donegal is one in the last number of days, according to the national figures that we received. But, I mean, I just think, basically, maybe a bit of clarity needs to come out with this, because, basically, people are ringing and cancelling, and for us, basically, in business, you know, we don't know basically what we're saying on the phone to them, because, I mean, it's news to us and that. But, I mean, I think, basically, because it comes from a doctor, I think a lot more people are taking it serious. And, you know, at this stage, I mean, and this is on basically about 11 o'clock, we had 8 cancellations today in relation to wow. bookings coming in.
8? That,
yes.
That's one hotel.
Yes, so I'm not aware. And as I say, I wasn't aware of the post until I came on duty, and that my staff is, and then we went on social media to look at it, yes, and we did see it. So again, as I say, you know, one person makes a post, one person makes a comment, and by the time basically it gets to the middle of the town, it has grown legs. And it's like anything, you know, Greg, I say something, you say something, and by the time someone else gets it, it's a roller coaster. And I just think, you know, everybody's so worried, everybody, and, you know, public health is the main thing at the moment.
This information is information that I would have been familiar with, and as I say, I was told, because I would have made my own inquiries. Now, if we're talking about the same cases, I was told that this was confined. You know, that this had been the track tracing and isolating had been done, that it takes different people a certain amount of time to develop symptoms or to test positive, and that's why we'd had this staggered announcement of cases over a number of days, which is going to be part of our life living with coronavirus, COVID-19. I didn't see anything unusual about that, and to be honest with you, though, I did jump up then when I saw this post, because I thought, is this something new that's being hidden from us? And until we get an opportunity to get a further statement from Dr. Scally, I'm not sure if she's referring to the cases that are being announced daily that we know about, or if there is something else going on that would be a national scandal if it's being withheld from the public.
Definitely, Greg. And that's why I contacted the radio station in relation to this, because I think basically at the moment there's an awful lot of uncertainty out there. There's an awful lot in the windows, and I think basically there needs to be clarity on this. And, you know, basically that's what I would request, because basically, you know, there's, you know, I'm sure the national media will be picking up on this shortly now as well. And next thing then, basically you're going to have Donegal and the North West and Letterkenny in that. So that's you know, 'cause I mean.
But the official figures do not talk to a huge cluster.
I mean, exactly. But
unless we're being sold a pup every day, the figures are being announced every day. They're all everywhere. This case is absolutely everywhere across the entire country. We know that. Yeah. But unless there's something else.
I'm led to believe in Letterkenny Hospital there's only 3 people. I mean, now maybe I'm
wrong.
Two.
No, it's down to 2 now. It was 3 yesterday. It's 2 today.
Yes, exactly. So again, you know, that wouldn't suggest that there's a cluster. Now, again, and we've seen nationally with the cases as well. 70% of the cases are under 45. And even, again, like Kildare and these meat factories, like a lot of people tested positive that basically didn't even show any symptoms at all. And that's basically, you know, a serious worry as well, because, you know, I could be walking around and I don't show symptoms. I might not have it. So basically, you know, this is, you know, there can be a lot of scare among a lot of people, you know, can get basically, you know, worried about it. And I mean, it just shows basically, and you know, this is only on social media at the moment. Your show has been talking about it this morning, but I mean, this people not living in Letterkenny, these people are coming from down Galway, some coming from Dublin, some come from different, and they know about it already. So like, I mean, it is out there, and I'm saying that basically, again, it's just any time soon that basically the national media will be picking up on this, and then basically, you know, will be in the spotlight. And I just feel, you know, we need to be, and I'm not disputing Dr. Skelly. I mean, if there's issues there, well, then it needs to be brought out to the fore. I mean, we need to be confident in what we're saying. We need to know exactly, and people need to be told exactly what the problem is. And if there's a problem, well, then it has to be isolated, because exactly we need to know our guests that we can tell them exactly, because we put, you know, procedures in place, and we want to make sure that when people come to Letterkenny or to any part of the county, they get an experience that they feel they're safe, they're in a safe environment, and that's very important to people at the moment.
And there was a further comment too that from Dr. Scally, said that the case is a link to a certain extent, but became community because the people involved hid it initially. Which, I have absolute respect for Dr. Scally, but in terms of, I mean, we're edging towards, it's interesting information for a GP to put into the public domain, that an accusation, I don't know how it would be provable that people hid something. But you're saying 8 cancellations already, that's one hotel, cancellations from Galway, Dublin, around the country. You believe that as soon as is possible, some clarification needs to be had, because this is not going away, because it's sitting there, it's sitting on social media, and as you say, it's likely to be picked up nationally.
Exactly, and I mean, and you know, if we look at the figure over the last number of days and weeks, like basically, you know, the most cases basically Donegal would have is one maybe a day. Like, I mean, there's even days they didn't have cases, thank God. And Betty, you know,
well, there's no cases 2 days ago, exactly. And there was no cases, I think, the 2 days before that as well, in the daily numbers that were released.
Exactly, and that's all we can go by, right, Greg? It's the daily numbers that we're receiving, and I'm sure everybody's looking at them and everybody's monitoring them. And you know, that wouldn't basically suggest to me that's a serious issue in Donegal or in Letterkenny or anywhere. And I hope not for the people here in Letterkenny and for people that are visiting or coming to the area, that basically know they can come here and they can feel happy to come here, and they know that basically they're in a safe environment. But at the moment, there seems to be a lot of speculation out there, a lot of, you know, windows, and I just think there needs to be clarity on the case at the moment.